Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tony Gwynn Jr. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Tony, Pets heads are falling off is where we are. 6-14. They get swept by the Braves. Now it looks like they're finding ways to lose games. They've been swept now three times. Clint and I are done with the It's Early crowd, and they are continuing to come out to us like you did to us last week. Now they're telling us we don't know baseball. I know you know this team and you've watched this team. Does something feel different to you that maybe pushes you off of the thought of this is serious than just an early part of the season?
Yeah, Dusty Baker not being there, first of all.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time? I didn't hear you say that, Tony. I think some people...
Yeah, no, I let me go ahead and repeat myself for those in the back that might hear me. Dusty Baker not being there. You know, there was a lot of complaining going on last year. I recall calling in quite a few times about Dusty and his management of how things were going, and I'm just saying, you lose a Hall of Fame manager, it might have a little bit of impact. That being said, I think you guys know baseball. I don't think it needs to be taken that far.
Appreciate that, T. Appreciate that.
That means a lot.
I think there is some reason for concern, though. The one thing that has always at least remained at the very least good, if not above that, is the Astros pitching. And right now, they're having a number of different issues, not only in the rotation, but the back end of their bullpen hasn't been strong, hasn't been great, I should say. The middle relief hasn't been good at all. And, you know, as you are trying to kind of get your feet under you, you kind of need either the hitting to be on point or the pitching to be on point. Right now, I would say neither has been great. And so, yeah, I think there is cause for concern a little bit.
Tony, I heard Blum and TK, man, I'm watching the game a couple nights ago, and I hear TK, I'm laid up in the bed, got the volume way down because I don't want to wake the baby mama next to me. You know, she's with that little one, man. I don't want to disturb her.
It's also his wife.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's that too. Hell, I wouldn't be laid in bed with her, wasn't my wife. But I wouldn't be laid in bed. Okay, right. I wouldn't stay there. Right. I'd have my own. But nonetheless, well, that's a different episode.
Let's not get in trouble.
But the, you know, I hear the stat TK throws out there. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me turn this up a little bit and risk getting my tail in trouble and hear what he just said. He said, and I've done the math since then, right now the Astros have been outscored in the eighth and ninth inning. It's 29-4. Mm. And to me, that was when I said, okay, that means the bullpen that was supposed to be one of the best in baseball has been trash. And I know you got to keep put it nicely, T. I don't. They have been trash. And then that lineup that is supposed to be just one of the tops in baseball, maybe not the best, but one of the tops in baseball, has been absolute trash when it matters the most with runners in scoring position late in games. To me, that was one that as an Astros fan, Tony, when I heard it, just my skin crawled, man. It made me sick.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely, as I said, cause for concern. I mean, the Astros first haven't played in a lot of, like, really close games, you know, for the most part during the regular season. I mean, they have their fair share like everybody else. But a lot of times, they're getting the lead early, and they're not having to score late in games as often. When your offense is struggling as a whole, when you get leads, you got to be able to hold them. And, you know, Presley's not throwing the ball well. I know Josh threw the ball well last in yesterday's game, struck out the side. But overall, he hasn't, you know, really gotten going. And that's a problem only because the there's a couple teams in that division that are pretty good. And so you don't want to fall in too deep of a hole. And when you have the one thing about it, now, obviously, the players play. The manager tries to put players in the best position to have success. But when you have a new manager, you know, from a player standpoint, you know, that's when some of the questioning starts to come in when you get off to these slow starts. And I'm not saying that it's happening, but those are the type of things that I think slow down the process even more in trying to get the team where they need to go. I think ultimately naturally, when you get a new manager in there, you know, guys are kind of looking to see how he reacts and what he does to try to fix things or get things going in the right direction. I think there's still plenty of time for that, obviously, but these are all part of kind of thrown into that gumbo pot of things that aren't going well for the Astros right now and reasons why guys, you know, may not be moving in the right direction yet.
You mentioned gumbo.
A piece of cornbread.
Yeah, you a dark roux guy or light roux?
Gotta be dark.
I'm a dark roux guy.
Gotta be, man. Gotta be. Just checking, man. I mean, I'm pretty fond of you, man. But our relationship cannot take the next step. If you like that, you like your etouffees and gumbos in that light roux. I can't do that now.
No, I need the dark roux, dog.
You're listening to dark roux, of us on here. Tony Quinn Jr., our MLB insider. Just listening to you with that answer, and then you the first thing you said to start off the entire conversation was Dusty Baker and the manager change. You're interesting to kind of hear your perspective on this because obviously you played in the game in a time that is different than it is right now, and now you're covering the game in this time. It really feels like, especially with Dusty going now, that this – I don't even know how much decision-making Joe Espada has. It feels like there is so much different. I've said this. It feels like Dana Espada. It feels like Dana Brown has as much decision, and not just with the personnel, but what they're going to do day-to-day and on the diamond. And everything I keep being told is this is how baseball is right now. Is that – a sense of what you're seeing, that Joe Espada may not have as much power or run as much, or his role has changed as it has? What is the new role of a manager in baseball now?
That is a fantastic question, Ron. And it varies when you're going from organization to organization. I think what I'm starting to find watching these games is that baseball has a weird way of overdoing things, and then it self-corrects slowly. And what I feel like I'm starting to see is the game start to correct itself, not back to where it was, but certainly not the extreme in which it was going. And I don't know the Astros organization up and down like that in terms of who's making the decision, but I know for a fact Dusty would still be the manager in Houston, or would at least still be managing if he didn't feel like, you know, the game, the way the game was being processed was something that he just couldn't get on board with. And, you know, whether that's affecting Joe in this spot now and him, you know, not having less, or maybe having less say in how things go, it's certainly a possibility. There are certainly organizations where that is the case, where the manager is not 100% getting to manage. I think in all organizations, there's input from a bunch of different places. But ultimately, when you have a manager like Dusty Baker, it's hard to get him to move off of some things that he knows is just the right way to go about it. And I think, you know, eventually he just got tired of pushing back. Now, I don't know if Joe is in that same spot and he's not pushing back or is, but it's certainly a real thing in today's game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!